Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
You must be willing to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become tomorrow. You have to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become tomorrow.
Every time you level up, you lose something. A habit, a friendship, a version of yourself. Just remember, that's not a loss. Rather, it's the biggest proof that you're evolving.
To become the person you want, you must destroy the person you are. To become the person you want, you must destroy the person you are. To become the person you want, you must destroy the person you are. To become the person you want, you must destroy the person you are.
You've got to pay a price to be the best. The best pay a big price. You've got to work harder, you've got to commit more, you've got to take more responsibility, you've got to deal with more ups and downs. How much are you willing to suffer?
You have to sacrifice your lower self to your higher self. It's time to let go and to sacrifice who you are for who you could become.
Let me tell you the best advice I ever got at Harvard. You want to be great? You need to sacrifice. And the more painful the sacrifice, the greater you'll be.
If you want to become a new version of yourself, you have to let the old one go. You cannot continue to do the same things that the old version of you did and expect a different result. You have to be willing to completely let go of all of the things that made the old version of you, you. The lifestyle, the habits, the actions, the thought patterns, the friends. If those things are standing in the way of change, they don't deserve to be there. You can't still kind of want to be the old version of you. If the person that you're trying to become wouldn't be doing the thing that you're doing, you should stop doing that thing. Otherwise, you're never going to become that person. If you continue to live your life attached to the person that you've always been, you will never become the person that you could be.
I think it's time to let it go. Like, you're moving into a whole new place. You're in transition. I know it's scary. I know it's uncomfortable. I know it feels weird. I know you don't know what's coming next. I know you feel like you're losing a lot, but remember, you're gaining so much more. If you're not aware that something new is coming, you never make room for the new. Forget the old, but embrace the new.
Are you willing to let go of the old you? Yes or no? Are you willing to say goodbye to the old you? If the old you is the number one person holding you back in life right now, cut them off. Put a firm boundary. Say, hey, thank you for getting me this far, but I don't need you anymore. And people aren't willing to do so. They're like, no, I can't. I gotta hang on. This is my friend. This is my true family. That little voice in your head who you've been with for all these years. Well, hey, that voice in your head isn't necessarily your friend. Maybe it was once, but not anymore. If it's holding you back now, if it feels like you succeeding is leaving that inner friend behind, then that's not a friend. It's leaving the known behind. Well, if the known is suffering, that's not good for you. That's not the known you want.
I was willing to completely die to any form of me that I had been, so that I can birth the woman that I was becoming. The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. And you hear it all the time when people say, I've always been this way. Okay, well, if that's working for you, keep doing that. I knew it wasn't working for me any longer.
In order for something new to come, something old must go. And that old can sometimes mean let go of what you know. Until now, empty the cup and start from the beginning.
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
It takes power. It takes effort. It takes discipline to break the old you, to break those habits, to break free of the chains that have been holding you back. That's where it takes the most effort. And then once you climb up, and you start to get altitude, you start to get elevation, gravity becomes weaker. Your old, weaker self doesn't have the same influence that it had. But that hardest part of changing is breaking that gravitational force in the beginning, the stationary inertia of habit that's been controlling you for 7, 10, 15 years. Leave your weak old self behind and go get after it.
To become the person you want, you must destroy the person you are. You must destroy that old self. You must destroy the old habits. If you want to elevate your life, if you want to actually pursue your dreams, you must destroy that person that was once lazy. To become that intellectual, smart human being, you must destroy all the bad habits that you had. Destroy eating bad, destroy not waking up early, destroy not going to the gym. You must destroy all these things if you want to better your life. It's not easy, but once you keep practicing and practicing, you're not gonna make it perfect, but you're gonna keep practicing and practicing and keep improving on your life. Keep practicing failing, keep practicing and learning from your mistakes. You have to destroy your old self to improve your new self. Keep grinding, keep fighting. Your time will come eventually. Be patient. Patience is key. And keep going. Don't stop.
Personal development is striving hard to become the kind of person that you want to be. And to become the kind of person you want to be, you've got to work at it. 10 years from now, you will surely become someone. The big question is, who? What are you becoming? And if you go to work on it now, sure enough, in a very short period of time, you can take on a new direction to become the kind of person you want to be.
A lot of people have this fantasy of like flipping the switch and becoming a new person and never going back to being their old self. And that's what it is. It's a fantasy. Because the reality is you wrestle with your old self every single day. You don't just make the decision to be different once. You have to make it over and over and over and over again. You're going to have plenty of days where that old self comes knocking on your door. Those old habits come knocking at your door. Those old tendencies come knocking at your door, wanting to wedge themselves back into your life. And you have to resist and resist and resist. And sometimes you fail. Sometimes you have a moment of weakness and you end up being your old self for a moment. But as long as the next moment you choose to be better, you're going to end up fine. It's when you don't resist and you don't try to be better and you spend the entire day being a loser and you spend the entire week being a loser. That's how you stay on the hamster wheel forever and never get anywhere you want to go.
The most successful people, and just people that are hyper ambitious, are constantly reinventing themselves. Like, I literally reinvent myself daily. Every morning I meditate and I write old self, new me, right? I let go of something that I no longer want in my future and I recreate myself for that day every day. So I think you got to constantly think about who you want to be and try to live into your future self. Overall, I just feel like you have to constantly ask yourself, like, what do I no longer want to be, or what things are taking away from me?
You can invent yourself at every moment as a new person. And as you do so, the things that you're calling past memories actually have no longer any relevance for you, because you're not that person anymore. Literally. They literally have nothing to do with you anymore if you choose to define yourself that way.
I'm willing to sacrifice right now for where I want to be in the future. I'm willing to sacrifice my current reality for the lifestyle I want to live forever, right?
I sacrificed every single part of my life. I sacrificed. But I look back now and I'm grateful that I did.
There is no soccer game on Saturday. There's no Sunday dinner with the family. You're working.
Sacrifice temporary fun for permanent dreams, or sacrifice your permanent dreams for temporary fun.
Why would I do what every other person is doing if I want a different outcome than everyone else has?
Did I pursue my fullest potential, or did I settle for average and mediocre because I wasn't able to sacrifice the current version of myself for who I was able to become?
And with all of it, what you find out is most people don't really want it. Most people are scared to go all in. Most people are scared to sacrifice themselves.
In order to get everything you've ever wanted, you gotta be willing to give everything you ever had. Great things in life were never just handed to you, and great accomplishments weren't made by mistake.
The third enemy you will face in trying to break a generational curse is yourself, because the old self of you is still holding you to not leave. Hey, I think I can go out there and do this. No, 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 come back. Dude, I don't want to be this person anymore. Come on back here. You know, the whole venom thing, he's trying to get him out. You're trying to leave that life and go be a new person. It'll be one of the toughest battles you will ever face in your life, but it'll be one of your greatest victories you'll ever have. Nothing will be more rewarding than you having the guts and the courage to change and be a complete different human being.
To become the person that you want to be, you are most likely going to have to completely murder the person that you used to be, or the person that you currently are at the moment, before you actually try changing. Okay? Because the person that you are now, if you aren't like the person that you're envisioning in your head, you need to make some changes. change is the only thing that actually is going to change you. You need to change your habits. You need to change your behaviors. You need to be conscious about what you say and think throughout the day, because the person that you want to be is nothing like you right now.
Sacrifice. You have to sacrifice to get your desired self. You have to let your old self go to get to your new self. There's no way in hell that you won't sacrifice. You might have to sacrifice time, friendships, relationships, sleep, your habits, money, even your identity. But most importantly, you have to sacrifice yourself.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it.
Act like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute, Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
Let go of the version of you that only existed to please others. Let go of the version of you that played small to make others feel big. Let go of the version of you that put everyone else first and yourself last. Let go of the version of you that apologized for other people's mistakes. Let go of the version of you that lived by expectations instead of dreams. You don't need anyone's permission. Stop accepting less than you're worth.
You want to be a better you? That means you must sacrifice the old you. You have to be willing to sacrifice your old habits. You have to be willing to sacrifice your old thoughts. You have to be willing to sacrifice your old beliefs. You have to be willing to sacrifice the things that you used to say to yourself. You have to be willing to sacrifice the old environment. You have to basically fast, detox yourself of everything that used to be so you can get what's supposed to be. Come on. Let me say that one more time. You have to be willing to sacrifice what used to be in order to get what's supposed to be.
Now, here's the next exercise. Now I want you to answer this question. What kind of person must I become to achieve all I want? And I'll give you time to write that down now. What kind of person must I become to achieve all I want? What you become helps you to achieve, and what you achieve helps you to become. And the more you become, the more you can achieve, and the more you achieve, the more you can become. Who knows which affects the other the most? Time for a little truth here. Maybe you need to become much wiser than you are at the moment. You need to become stronger. You need to have better health. Maybe you need a little coaching to really become the person I want to become. I'm going to have some coaching, physical coaching, spiritual coaching, developing skills coaching. To be the influence you want to be, you got to build an incredible reputation. What kind of person must I be to attract all that I want in my life and the people that I want and the opportunities that I want?
And so the old self is a memory like another lifetime. Like, you can remember it, but you're no longer interested in it any longer because it no longer defines you. How many people understand what I'm talking about? So then the biological death of the old self is crossing a river of change, and you got to stay with it long enough to become somebody else. And you think it's about wealth, you think it's about health, it's about who you become. The people who become somebody else, they see dramatic changes in their health and in their lives. And they can't find the words to be able to explain it. But it's practical, though. If you truly want to change your life, you have to change yourself. You would have to be conscious of your thoughts and aware of your actions and familiar with those emotions. And you would never fall from grace. And if you did, you would stop and self-correct. If you truly were interested in evolution, and if you said to me, I lost it because of that person, I'd say to you, you're back to the unconscious program of allowing your environment to control how you feel and think. You got two choices. Stay there for another 6 hours, or pause and change your energy. change your energy and get back to the emotions of your future and the feelings of your future, it's a much better place to be.
You have to be willing to sacrifice some comfort to step into what is for you, right? You have to be willing to sacrifice certain relationships to step in to what is for you. But understand, sacrifice does not mean a loss. It means an opportunity. Most people correlate sacrifice like you have to let go of something and it's going to take from you. But no, it's really letting go of the things that aren't for you so you can step into the things that are for you. The sacrifice is sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice your ego because your ego wants to stay attached to all those things. Are you willing to make those sacrifices in order to step into what is for you, in order to grow the relationship you have with yourself, right? In order to evolve and become the version that you were made to be, right? Step into the season that you're meant to be in, right? And that's what it means by it takes sacrifice. You have to be willing to make those sacrifices. It may mean sacrificing old habits and old ways, right? This season that you're in or you're trying to step into may need you to sacrifice old habits, old ways of thinking, right? Old spaces you used to navigate. Are you willing to do that for your growth, right?
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself, too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you.
They see our own party. Bro, I don't drink, I don't smoke. Mm-hmm. And they see that and they're like, bro, why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go have fun.
You are.
You feel what I'm saying? But I'm having fun. And I try to tell them, like, don't let me affect what you do,
I'm
going to
be good regardless.
I'm going to be good regardless, but I'm comfortable who I am.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
You have to separate yourself from the pack. You have to be willing to spend time with yourself. All of these things come into play of finding your purpose. And it's almost sacrificing. You have to sacrifice. Greater the sacrifice, greater the reward. This is so true. And when you do these things, you'll start seeing that, well, I used to do this. And when you go out and you don't do it anymore, it's very, very clear that you've made the right decision because your friends will still be doing that. And you'll find yourself that you don't fit in with that crowd anymore. You just don't fit in. You'll start getting away from people that are negative. You only want to be around positive. You will start taking your time and energy and putting it into things that you enjoy doing that are productive for yourself. So once you find yourself, you will find your creativity and you will find the true purpose and what God created you to do.
If I'm going to create a new personal reality, I got to change my personality. Because this guy that's this isn't the guy that wants to be happy. This is the guy who's committed to being unhappy. Okay, let's break it down. Let's get down the fundamentals. And now we give them a roadmap of their thoughts, behaviors, and emotions that they have lived by. Step two is becoming conscious of your unconscious self and then becoming conscious of a new self, reinventing a new self. The person who's feeling really bad about themselves because they're not doing anything to change, it's just because when you're not changing, you're still choosing. But what you're choosing is something that makes you feel familiar and comfortable. Because the moment you decide to change, truly get serious about change, the moment you decide to make a different choice and do something differently, you are going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to be immediate. And that's the moment you go from the known into the unknown. Now, if the body has been emotionally conditioned to be the mind, like we talked about earlier, the servant is the master. And so the person who steps out into the unknown and it feels uncomfortable, what is the body going to say? Get back to suffering. Get back to feeling bad. Get back to feeling guilty. At least that's familiar. That's known. So the body starts telling the brain what to think. It's your mother's fault. It's your, you know, it's your past fault. It's your coworker's fault. And then all these images start coming up in the brain, memories coming up in the brain for you to think a certain way. If you start thinking that way, you'll make the same choice, do the same thing, back to the same experience, feel the same emotion. And you'll say, this feels right. No, that feels familiar. That feels comfortable.
All about sacrifice.
all about. People talk about discipline, but sometimes discipline is not enough. You know, all about sacrifice. One guy, he is from Mexico, he trained with us. We allowed him come. We don't allow anybody come to in our team because we have enough sparring partners. You can look anybody, champion, almost 30 killers inside one gym. Why we have to invite some people? And he come to me, he's like, oh, in holidays, I want to go to Mexico. And I told him, brother, you're Mexico, your family, everybody have to wait. If you want to become best in the world, you have to be inside the room. If you want to become the best, there is no family. If you want to spend time with your family, kids, okay, be with them. You're going to become best family man. I am not against family people. I just say, if you want to become best in this business, you have to sacrifice. Sacrifice your time, sacrifice your health, sacrifice everything what you have. Other way, I don't know. When people try to talk with me, give me like some excuse what they have to do, I'm like, I just say, this guy, he can be just regular fighter, like thousands and thousands of other people. He's gonna make money, he's gonna be good, but he's never gonna be champion.
Every day you have an opportunity to be a new person. Like you can just wake up tomorrow and decide, I'm gonna be totally different. I'm gonna act different. I'm gonna talk different. I'm gonna behave different. I'm gonna hang out with different people. I'm gonna stop doing these things and I'm gonna start doing these things. I'm gonna stop watching Netflix. I'm gonna start going to the gym. Don't get so caught up in the sunk cost fallacy of being you that you never change and you never evolve. Don't let the amount of time that you've spent being who you are stop you from being who you could be. Just because you've been a certain person up to this point and people know you to be a certain way doesn't mean you can't change all of that right now.
If you want to become a different person, then change your environment, because the environment you have is reinforcing the person you used to be. There's a quote Chris Williamson said, people root for you on your way up because you remind them of their dreams, and they try to tear you down once you're there because you remind them that they gave up on them. I have lived that. But then what happens is people who are not from your hometown start recognizing for who you are now. There's a saying that Jesus wasn't the Messiah in his hometown. You'd think that the place that someone was from is the place that would root for him, but it's the last place that accepted him as Lord in the story. I think there's a lot of truth to that. It's also why I'm a big advocate of leaving.
Nothing changes in our life until we change. Just make it really simple. Let's just say somebody wants to have a goal to make a certain amount of money, or they want to get in shape. And here's the personality who's on the couch, laying around, you know, not motivated at all. And the person wants to get healthy, or the person wants to become abundant. There's got to be a lot of things that have to change in order for you to be the personality of abundance, because it isn't abundance. It's who you become.
You can just decide at any given moment to become a completely new person, and you don't owe anybody an explanation. Like, nobody's forcing you to be the same person that you were a month ago, or a week ago, a day ago, even a minute ago. If there's things in your life, people, beliefs, mentalities, whatever it is that are dead weight and they're not pushing you forward, you can drop them right now. It doesn't have to be a gradual process. It can be done immediately. And the people that understand this are the people that get whatever they fucking want, because you have to genuinely go through hundreds and hundreds of iterations of yourself before you find the one that works best. And the faster you can do that, the better.
If you don't want to be average, stop doing average shit. If you don't want the same outcome as your friends, stop doing what your friends do. If you want extreme results, do extreme shit. What you do has to be conducive to what you want. If you want more money, you should be learning more valuable skills. If you want to get in better shape, you should be in the gym. If you want a better friend circle, you should be out in the world talking to people. So many of you want something different and then you do the same thing. It is so remarkably simple, yet it's too difficult for you. You want some magic answer. You hop from influencer to influencer trying to find the next magic answer so you can sit behind your keyboard and make $10,000 a month doing nothing. Get a circle of high value people doing nothing. Meet the girl of your dreams doing nothing. It is not real. Whatever lens you view reality from is broken. Change your actions or nothing changes. It's that simple.
Think strategic all the time. Before any action or any inaction, ask yourself this question. Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? Will this action move me toward the strategic long-term goals I am trying to achieve in my life? And do not lie to yourself. You have to tell yourself the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill, you have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
You're going to have to change things in your life in order for things to change in your life. Because if you continue to think like you've always thought, you continue to get what you've always got. So you got to change your thought process, raise your vibration, start thinking on a higher frequency, be around people that's going to support and motivate you. If the people around you ain't supporting and motivating you, you need to find you a new group. Or you need to stay alone. Be alone for 6 months to a year. I don't mind being alone. I'm an introvert, extrovert, because I could be alone and be comfortable, and I could also get around some people and still be cool and be calm and collected.
If you don't like how it is for you, change it. If it doesn't suit you, change it. If it doesn't please you, change it. If it isn't enough, change it. And I challenge you to do that because you can change. See, you don't ever have to be the same again after tonight, only by choice.
Friendly reminder that most people are fat, poor, pansies. Don't listen to them when they try to deter you from doing whatever it takes to succeed. So the average person will always try to keep you average. It makes sense that if you want to be extraordinary, you will do things that an ordinary person would see as extra.
Just don't listen to anyone. Everybody's full of shit. Nobody knows you or what you're capable of doing.
And lastly is don't listen to people that are going to tell you that you can't do it. Don't listen to haters. Don't listen to naysayers. Don't listen to people that give you advice that tell you to slow down or you shouldn't do it or you can't do it or the time's not right or any of those other things. Those are dream stealers. They were sent to you to see if you'll overcome them. They were sent to you to test your resiliency.
And you shouldn't listen to any single person that tells you anything like that your materialistic goals are selfish or they're self-centered or they're immoral or they're, bro, that's loser talk.
Sean Puri's got this thing where he says, don't follow what most people do because you don't want the results that most people get. The average person is obese, likely to be divorced, and has less than $1,000 in the bank. It feels safe to do what everyone else is doing, but it's actually a terrible decision.
You can create any reality you want. Your mind is that powerful. You are a creator. Everything in your life you have put there. You have created and put there. A lot of people don't like to hear that because their lives are not exactly that good. But you created the mess that you're in. If you realize that, you created your reality, that you can uncreate it by focusing on what you really want. What is it you really want to do? What do you really want to create? And that will be your reality. When you realize the mind is that powerful, then you can have what you want in your life. You can create your own reality.
The most discouraging times were when you're putting effort and you're not seeing progress or results. This can psychologically mess with you to not believe that enough effort is going to produce progress. And for the rest of your life, you're just going to be like, well, even if I give my best, nothing's going to happen. I had to come up with levels for me to understand and manage expectation and a level of patience I need to have. In order to see any glimpses of change, it takes about 21 days. The second one is 90 days. Anything that I did to my business, a new idea I implemented, I said, here's what we're going to start doing every week on the such and such day. First week, no results. Second week, no results. Fifth week, a little bit of results. It's not really working. Let me drop it. 90 days. That's only 7 weeks. 13th week, bam. Oh, this worked. The bigger the change you want to make, the longer it takes. Some people will say, I'll be patient for 21 days, but I don't know about 90 days. Well, that's your problem.
If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. If you say all men are dogs, you're going to meet every last one of them. I'll never be rich. You won't. The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, different things come back to you. If you change your attitude, you change your altitude.
You will always find in the world what you're looking for. So if your false identity says that you're a loser, you're a deadbeat, you're not deserving, you're a failure, you're not worthy, you will find evidence in the world to reinforce that. If your identity then says, I'm a winner, I'm deserving, I deserve happiness, abundance, joy, success, great relationships, awesome opportunities, then I will always find evidence in the world to find that. It starts off with rewriting your story. Be specific about how you want your life to look in the categories that matter: our faith, our family, their fitness, your finances, and your fulfillment, like the purpose. And if those are your five pillars, faith, family, fitness, finances, and fulfillment, in each of those categories, write down specifically what you want your life to look. And then once you write that down, go, what are the habits that this motherfucker needs to have in order to bring that story to life? When you bring that story to life, the false identity sheds and the new identity is developed. And then wouldn't you know it, you will find evidence in the world to reinforce that new identity so long as you live by those habits.
I built Goggins.
from the ground up. I was born David Goggins. David Goggins wasn't good enough. He was a scared, bullied, abused kid who struggled in life. And that kid, whenever something got tough, no matter how hard I trained, no matter how ready I was, whenever something got tough for me, David Goggins, the real David Goggins, would come out and he would quit. So I realized this over a period of time. So I had to build Goggins.
I realized I had to reinvent a whole nother human being
right.
within myself, because who I am wasn't going to make it. This guy is not going to cut it. Mm-hmm. So I had to be a guy who can take any kind of pain, mm-hmm. any kind of suffering, any kind of torture, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I had to make up these things in my mind of things I had to overcome. And I started callousing my mind.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.